Want a business you love that pays you well? Want a lifestyle where you can do what you want, when you want? Then you are in the right spot. It's time to overcome online overwhelm with OnlineMasterPlanSeries.com. Here's your host and one of the OMS mentors, Laura Waish.
Heather, I think it's really kind of interesting that when somebody has an online business or really focuses on their online presence, they forget that you should still have offline touches. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know one thing that you personally do offline that helps you to grow your business online.
Sure. So I am pretty much a regular mentor at a couple of different groups that are here in Australia that are small business groups. So basically they have these open roundtable sessions, and then they have heard about me, and then they invite me in, the organizers. And then I just sit down and have a chat with business owners. So I do that quite regularly. Plus I also speak at different little networking events, because I find that it's a great way to not only connect and be introduced to new people, but also to find out really what is going on for people in their businesses right now. Like, what is their pain point? Do some market research, really get out there, because when you're behind your computer, you can definitely use analytics and statistics, but there's nothing that beats sitting down in front of somebody and saying, what overwhelms you right now? What specifically can I help you with in your business? And generally I'll come back from those days or sessions and I'll have learned something new, and I would have also saw a little bit of a spike in my email list. So they'll go and opt in at that point too. I know you're asking about offline stuff as well, but there is something online that I have to share that I do too with my clients. It's a little bit different. So I thought, if I'm allowed to say if this is online, I think you'll appreciate it.
Please.
Okay, cool. So when obviously I'm out there, I do multiple podcasts, I'm, you know, researching for blog posts, I'm doing research for clients, all that sort of stuff. So of course I'm going to come across interesting articles and resources and tools, and even social media posts that exist online. If I see something that is going to help one of my clients, I will just flick them a very quick email and say, hey, you should check this out. This will really, you know, change your business or make you think about things differently. And I'll just pop a link in. Totally random, totally out of the blue. It's just something that I'll do from time to time. And then they're very appreciative as well.
I actually don't think it's that random. And I'll tell you why. One habit that I got into is, like you, for a very, very, very long time, I spoke at masterminds, at networking groups, same sort of thing, roundtables.
Yep.
And what's the one thing everybody has when they go is a business card.
Yes.
So what I did is I would take people's business cards. I would just, in the course of casual conversation, find out what things were frustrating them or overwhelming them in their business. I'd jot a quick note down on the back of their business card, because Lord, I would never remember by the time I got back, especially
exactly.
if I had a stack of cards.
Yeah.
But I would just jot a quick note down. And then when I got back to the office, same sort of thing. In the course of doing research anyways, I would forward things that were going to be relevant. But the other thing that I would do is, let's say two or three different people shared the same thing that was frustrating them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually would go back to the office. I would write a blog post on it so that it's on
right.
my site. Because if two or three people in a small environment shared it, then obviously it's affecting many more than that.
Yes.
Then I would send them the link to my own blog post, and I would say to them, I was inspired to write this because of you. Thank you for sharing your frustration. Here's some information that might help. And so
Brilliant.
That obviously would not only get their attention and they would opt into the list, but on top of that, they would share it because they were the inspiration for it. So same sort of thing that you do, just a little bit of a different twist.
I love that you shared that. Thank you for sharing that. And also, for those of you guys that are listening and you're thinking, how do I possibly get out there and become a, you know, speaker or mentor or do those types of things? There are countless little business, breakfast groups, networking groups. And you know the key thing? Laura, I got invited to be a speaker at a huge exhibition company here in Australia. They have business seminars, and it's for the beauty industry. A big insight to dealing with them as a company was the fact that they are slammed busy organizing these huge expos, just like you know, the seminar organizers as well and the networking group organizers, oftentimes they're so busy putting together the venue and trying to market it that they kind of forget about the speaker or the education piece. And if you can be really well organized and have a good website and go to them and say, look, I have this great topic that I speak on. I'd love to help you out. Oftentimes, they'll just be grateful that you've come across their path. So it's actually quite a bit easier than you think to secure these gigs.
That's it for this episode. Don't let your next promising idea stop dead in its tracks because your overwhelm gets in the way. You need our free tips. Head on over to overcomeonlineoverwhelm.com now.